Hello everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. A World War II airbase secrets are to be revealed as land is handed back to locals. Norwich's night bus survival is confirmed, and the sale of Norwich Airport will mean more destinations, claims its chief executive.
Locals are soon to take back a piece of Second World War history and potentially unearth more of the site's secrets. A plot of land at Rackheath Woodland is set to be handed to the village's council to uncover more remains of the area's old airbase as the transfer nears completion. The base was built in 1943 for the United States 467th Bomb Group, but shortly after the war's end in 1945, it was permanently closed. 80 years on, much of the site has become overgrown or been returned to farmland, concealing features which hold historical value, such as barracks and bomb dumps. Eileen Beck, the parish council clerk, said, "Rackheath Community Council is looking forward to the transfer of ownership of the land known as Site 6 and Newman Road Woods. The community asset transfer marks a significant step in empowering local stewardship of valued public spaces. Newman Road Woods is a cherished area of woodland, providing a haven for wildlife and a peaceful retreat for residents and visitors alike."
Environmental officers have given the city's oldest department store's solar panel plans their seal of approval. The Norwich City Council officers say they have no concerns over Jarrell's bid to install 98 solar panels on its landmark premises on London Street. The business lodged the plans in June this year to put the monocrystalline black PV modules with a black non-reflective glass and low-profile aluminium frames to mitigate reflections on its roof. Since the plans were lodged, there have been no objections. Developers for the business said in their application to the council, "The primary purpose of this development is to establish a clean, sustainable and long-term source of renewable energy to reduce the building's reliance on grid electricity and to align with Jarrell and Sons' broader commitment to environmental stewardship." They continued to say, "We respectfully request that the planning authority considers this proposal favourably in support of a greener, more resilient future for both the company and the wider Norwich community." Planners for Norwich City Council are yet to make a decision over the plans.
Norwich's revived night bus services to continue, council bosses have confirmed. The service, an extension of First's 25 route between the University of East Anglia and Norwich Rail Station, was brought back last autumn following talks between the university and the county council. The service was made possible through joint funding from the UEA, the UEA Students' Union and Norfolk County Council, with each organisation contributing about £30,000 towards the scheme. But the funding was initially only for a year, with passengers urged to use or lose the service. And at a meeting of the Conservative-controlled cabinet at County Hall, leaders confirmed the service's future. Graham Plant, the council's cabinet member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, confirmed the service will continue on a commercial basis after September.
The sale of Norwich Airport could help it become one of the UK's key regional airports, attracting businesses to Norfolk and creating hundreds of jobs. The city airport is set to be sold to FTSE 100 Investment Group, ICG, as part of a deal worth a reported £200 million, which also includes Bournemouth and Exeter airports. Regional and City Airports, the operator of the three airports, said the new owners will continue to support the expansion of Norwich Airport, meaning more flights and destinations for holidaymakers. Future investment could also see additional flights coming into Norwich, providing a much-needed boost for the region's tourism and hospitality industry. Norfolk's business leaders have welcomed the sale and are hopeful that investment will attract more businesses to move to the area. Alex Durand, chief executive of Saxon Air, which is based at Norwich Airport, said the airport is a crucial economic gateway. The new owners are an infrastructure investment group, so you would like to think that we will see more investment coming the way of the airport. We deal with offshore helicopters and visiting aircraft, and I think as technology changes and enables new connectivity, it will make Norwich a really good base for businesses. Saxon Air employs more than 70 people, with its workforce doubling in size since 2020. The company is spearheading plans to make the East of England a national and global leader in aviation innovation by developing clean flight technologies and advanced air mobility of the future. The deal for the three airports, which collectively serve more than 2 million passengers annually, is set to be formally agreed later this month.